With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Health officials warn of two different outbreaks in local schools. Following the confirmation of additional cases of whooping cough in Grand Cayman, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf is encouraging you to make sure your kids' vaccinations are up to date.
Parents and staff of the impacted schools have been notified directly. However, it is likely that there may be other cases within our community that have not yet been diagnosed.
The DTaP vaccine for babies and Tdap booster vaccine for teens and adults protect against whooping cough. You can use a school vaccination clinic or book an appointment with the public health department if your children aren't up to date. Meanwhile, over in Cayman Brac, there's been an outbreak of gastroenteritis. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez says cases have been identified across four educational settings, affecting both children and staff, with additional cases recorded in the wider community without links to these settings, quote, indicating broader community transmission. In both instances, health officials remind those who are unwell to stay home, practice good hygiene, or head to a doctor if symptoms persist or worsen. To the courts, the Cayman Islands Court of Appeal has ruled that transferring convicted murderers Osborne Douglas and Justin Ramoon to the United Kingdom was not disproportionate. The decision ends years of legal challenges over whether the 2017 move from HMP Northwood to British prisons breached their constitutional rights. Douglas and Ramoon are serving life sentences for the 2015 killing of Jason Powery in a gang-related attack. Authorities deemed them national security threats, citing intelligence linking them to gun crime, drug importation, intimidation of prison staff, and escape plans. Their lawyers argued the transfer interfered with their rights to family life, as both men have children and have lost contact with their relatives. But the court found that national security concerns outweighed those rights. The judges accepted that the brothers were not primary caregivers and that the governor acted responsibly given the risks. The appeal was dismissed. In summary court, Ryan Jackson has formally pleaded guilty to two robberies, one at the Savannah Tortuga outlet and another at ShopRite store on Walker's Road. Both crimes occurred earlier this year. Jackson had pled not guilty to an additional charge of wounding with intent, leaving open the possibility of a trial. He had earlier admitted to taking part in the 3rd of February ShopRite robbery with an accomplice who also pled guilty. Jackson is being held in custody and is expected to appear in court again in 2 weeks. In other local news,
it's not lost on me that the government needs to continue to look at other areas of the economy.
Updated forecasts show inflation more than doubling this year as uncertainty looms for the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Fielding a parliamentary question in the House on Friday, Finance Minister the Honorable Rolston Englund told MPs the NCFC administration has received, quote, updated projections on inflation and the cost of living.
Given the fluidity of the situation in the Middle East, the ESO has been routinely advising the government on potential impacts, with the most recent forecast prepared on 22nd April 2026.
In the plan and estimates presented during the budget, inflation was projected to be 2.6% this year, but the forecast from the Economics and Statistics Office is now 5.3 for 2026 and 4.1 for 2027. The massive spike is being blamed primarily on, quote, developments in global energy markets.
International crude oil prices has already grown about 40% higher in March 2026 compared to March 2025. And are expected to remain elevated in 2026. Given our energy and food import dependence, this higher oil price is expected to quickly feed through the domestic economy in electricity, transport, and shipping costs.
Minister Englund says food prices will also, quote, likely contribute to upward pressure on cost of living, with the International Monetary Fund projecting food commodity prices to increase by 6% this year. And the World Bank's food price index has already spiked more than 5% year on year as of March.
ESO emphasizes that the conflict in the Middle East remains ongoing, and accordingly, the estimates presented are indicative only of the inflationary impact ahead. Given the situation continues to evolve, the exact magnitude of effects remains uncertain. To address these pressures, the government is already actively reviewing measures to address the impact of the rising costs on our people.
Minister Anglin says this includes the recently announced fuel relief package that will see import duty on gasoline, diesel and propane be waived for 4 months starting in June, increased early childhood assistance program funding, and a planned review of Cayman's tariff codes. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carslee Fuller.
Thank you, Carslee. The governor proclaims the parliament be prorogued, and before wrapping up, MPs discussed regulations designed to, quote, strengthen consistency with regards to coastal planning decisions. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Cayman Islands Proclamation No. 2 was published on Friday, marking the formal ending of the 2025-2026 parliamentary session. While no official date has been announced, the NCFC administration has previously said the throne speech is expected to be delivered on or near May 20th. Before the adjournment on Friday, MPs approved a government motion related to the Development and Planning Amendment regulations.
The regulations remove the discretion to grant variances from prescribed coastal setback requirements based on the high water mark. This brings greater consistency and clarity, and it ensures that coastal development is assessed against clear, established standards.
Planning Minister, the Honourable J.E. Banks, told MPs the regulations support clearer decision-making, public safety, infrastructure capacity, and orderly development.
Our coastline is one of our most important and treasured national assets. These regulations support its protection through clarity, not uncertainty. We see what building close to our watermarks have done. We see what is facing us right now on the 7 Mile Beach, when it has to come back about building and putting more sand on the beach. Mr. Speaker, we see the problems where individuals that have built too close to the beach have lost the most beach in their area. What this does now is take away that discretion.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. The Public Accounts Committee is taking a closer look at how government spending is being monitored. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Public Accounts Committee is expanding its oversight of government finances, working closely with the Office of the Auditor General. In a statement from the April 28th sitting, Parliament said the committee uses independent audit reports and public hearings to examine how public money is spent and how government agencies perform. The PAC, chaired by Roy McTaggart since 2021, plays a key role in questioning accounting officers and senior officials in open sessions. Those hearings are designed to make government spending more transparent and accessible to the public. The Auditor General's office, led by Patrick Smith, provides the independent financial and performance audits that form the basis of that scrutiny. Parliament says the findings from these reviews are contributing to overall improvements. In financial management, internal controls, and overall governance across the public sector. Officials say the ongoing collaboration is intended to strengthen accountability and maintain public confidence in the management of Cayman Islands public funds. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, says it is aware of current interruption affecting internet service across multiple providers in Cayman Brac and Little Cayman.
Based on the information currently available, this disruption appears to be linked to Flow's plan works on the Cayman Jamaica fiber system, known as CJFS. We understand that this has a broader impact across multiple providers, including Flow itself, Digicel, and Logic. Some services are now being progressively restored, and certain traffic is being rerouted through the Maya 1 cable while restoration of efforts continue.
Interim CEO Sanjay Miles says the regulator is requesting a more detailed update from the licensee, including the scope of the impact, mitigation measures being taken, and the expected time frame for full restoration of services. He says ERCO will provide more information as it becomes available. Affected customers are also encouraged to monitor Flow's official communication channels for service-specific updates. Finally, Caribbean Utilities Company is unveiling a fresh rebrand identity as it celebrates 6 decades in the Cayman Islands. Sparky the Turtle will no longer feature on part of the official logo, replaced with a stylized turtle symbol. CUC is keeping the traditional green and yellow, but adding more blues inspired by the Cayman Sea and Sky.
Together, these elements form a symbol that connects our history with our future. The overall design is intentionally organic, reflecting our deep respect for nature and our commitment to building a more sustainable energy future for Cayman.
The company says the updated look is designed to better reflect its priorities around sustainability, reliability, and innovation. Board Chair Sherry Ebang says the brand refresh is meant to match what customers now expect from their utility.
This is more than a refresh look. It represents a renewed commitment to who we are and what we stand for, a promise to evolve, to innovate, and to remain a trusted partner to government, to industry, and to the people of this country for the next 60 years and beyond.
CUC leaders say the new identity is part of their wider push to strengthen infrastructure and move towards a more sustainable energy future for Grand Cayman. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.